Hello and welcome to my presentation, The Mainframe, an alternative platform for OpenSUSE. Before I told more about OpenSUSE on the mainframe, now I want to give you an introduction how you can contribute as a developer and where you can receive support for your contributions. At first, I will tell you a little bit about the mainframe, what it is, then how you can add S390X as an additional architecture in OBS. Then we are coming to an important topic, the Open Mainframe Project and the Linux One open source software community cloud that you can receive also your own mainframe VMware. I am also the founder of the Linux Distribution Working Group. I will give you a little bit the background of that and how you receive support there. Then our goals for all Linux distributions of the Linux Distribution Working Group and for upstream projects, how we want to integrate them. And finally, I will give you an overview how to receive support in development and architecture-specific stuff, unimportant whether inside of OpenSUSE or outside of OpenSUSE. Therefore, you should differ then between OpenSUSE bugs and upstream bugs then. But I will give you an introduction there. The mainframe. Most of you will use x86 hardware on your laptops and everything else. I can see also some former S390X developers here. But anyway, some of you don't know it, therefore I want to give you an introduction. That is a large high-performance computer system. It is well known as large because this year we have received a new release of a really small mainframe. You can see it before as a rack mount system. Later I will give a presentation about that, the new mainframe for edge computing and Industry 4.0 in the other hall about that. Most people and developers are calling that also big endian systems because there is a difference between little endian and big endian systems. IBM has given it also the name S390X as an architecture, and it is mostly used for mission critical data. Therefore, most customers are using it for finance data like DATEV, or banking systems and insurance things. Therefore, that is the most used service, and most customers are using it in this direction. One benefit is also that you can run thousands of VMs on such a system, and I have chosen this direction after writing my bachelor thesis at IBM, and you can use it also for Kubernetes stuff and everything else. We have got S390X as an architecture also in OBS. Sometimes you cannot find it directly because that is hidden behind the name Factory C systems, and I have also seen many projects who didn't enable it, and finally I had to create bug reports. You did not test and build it for S390X. I have got this problem. Can we fix it, please? Therefore, I want to give you a hint how to enable it. You can add S390X under repositories, add from a distribution, and then OpenSUSE Factory C systems. I have added also a screenshot of it that is here on the right side. And then you can build also in your projects for OpenSUSE Factory C systems, and then you can receive an overview whether it can be built or not. We have got also our ISO images for C systems, OpenQA stuff and everything else, but that is the path how you as a packager and developer can also test it. Then we are coming to the Open Mainframe Project. The Open Mainframe Project should be an open hardware project as a default, but it is under the hood of the Linux Foundation, and the foundation date was in 2015. The focal point is the deployment and usage of Linux and open source in a mainframe computing environment. And IBM is the founding partner, and they want to bring all their open source projects, especially COS, operating system stuff, to there. And we are one of the first working groups related to Linux. But anyways, we have got also one benefit for all developers, the Linux One Community Cloud and the Linux One Open Source Software Community Cloud. The difference is that the Linux One Community Cloud is providing VMs for 120 days for developers, students, and professors. Therefore, you can receive with a one-click registration access to there, and you have got a Linux VMware and can test and develop based on it. I want to give a hint that the accounts will be removed afterwards, and you can recreate your user account there and receive a new VM for 120 days. Another good thing is that open source projects can receive long-term VM access via the Linux One Open Source Software Community Cloud. That is a special Linux One cloud besides the other one, with a difference. There are many open source projects. Debian will receive their CI/CD pipeline there now also. And we as OpenSUSE have got 7 VMs for development and hackathons. Christian has one, Berthold has one, I have one, my colleague Holger has got one. Therefore, we can use it for development stuff without any end. The single requirement is that you are using any open source project as a reference, and then you are receiving your long-term access. The choice is between Ubuntu, RHEL, and Celeste during the installation, because these one are the enterprise Linux partners and official supported Linux distributions, but we have got a benefit as OpenSUSE that we can upgrade Celeste to OpenSUSE. Therefore, we are the single community distribution which can use it also without real IBM support in the Linux One Community Cloud, and therefore we can use also our own Linux distribution there. Our working groups at the Open Mainframe project are 3 ones. I'm active in 2 ones. You can see which one is not my favorite one, the COBOL working group. That is a working group for creating COBOL programming trainings and other things related to that. And I am the founder of the Linux distribution working group, where we are working together. And then I want to bring a little bit my background with Linux into the modernization working group that we have got also with a chance between our choices between all Linux distributions there and not only COS modernization things there. Here we have got an overview about our Linux distributions in our Linux distribution working groups. We are, SUSE is there, OpenSUSE is there, we are different persons there, of course, because I'm no SUSE employee. Debian is one founder, Fedora is one founder, Ubuntu has joined via our developer advocate Elizabeth, who is also an Ubuntu member. Then, after FOSDEM, Rocky Linux and Alma Linux have joined, IBM will be represented via the distinguished engineer Ulrich Weigand. And yes, we are looking also for somebody else from Red Hat side there, because Fedora and Red Hat have got the same representative, Dan Horak, at the moment, and we would also prefer a split there, but anyway, we have Red Hat is also available, but we have Fedora at the moment. Here is our structure. Elizabeth and I, we had the idea for founding the Linux Distribution Working Group at the IBM C-Day and said we want to work together. Elizabeth asked Debian people and Ubuntu then. I reached out to Fedora people for founding it, and afterwards we had one representative for every Linux distribution that is required for the input. And now this year we said we want to integrate also upstream developers. They are also welcome during our meetings. 1 month ago we had a Kafka developer as a guest who had an OpenMP requirement. And SUSE is the sponsor of our Linux Distribution Working Group. Our goals are to create a place to collaborate across Linux distributions via an open mainframe project, mailing list, wiki, and chat. Therefore, we have got also a Slack channel. In my case, I'm not available there a lot. I'm more active on the mailing list and during our meetings. We provide also a space for distributions to request for help on their port. Therefore, also upstream developers, if you have got any problems, you can ask for support there. And then one hint also for Fedora and everything else, we have got a written goal, ensure any and all infrastructure required is available for supporting the ports. Therefore, Debian had this problem last month. Their CI/CD pipeline for S390X didn't work anymore, and nobody has known who is responsible for the Debian mainframe at the moment. Now the decision was that has to work. We want to put it into the Linux One community cloud. They will receive a long-term support via IBM now. If SUSE or Red Hat have got problems with their partnership contract and OpenSUSE or Fedora are hanging behind that and something does not work anymore, we as a Linux distribution working group will say you should receive support. There are two options then. IBM will pay the transfer to the new location of the mainframe, or you will receive another mainframe for your test environments then. And one big wish from my side, because of problems 2 years ago, was also better support for IBM to fix S390X specific bugs. And now we are receiving really fast bug fixes now. Therefore, I would say our goals are really good for all Linux distributions now. Our collaborative process is going via problem discussions on our mailing lists, unimportant whether from us or from upstream developers. We reproduce issues sometimes, and then we have got open discussions on the mailing lists. We forward issues and ideas of improvements for IBM. Mostly they are accepting all, and we have got monthly come together meetings for reviews then. Upstream developers, everybody can join, and we are discussing then the problems and think about how to solve that. The same is also with feature requests. I can tell here, after fixing most problems, I said, we want to become innovative. Can we create feature requests? And the distinguished engineer said, you don't have the same access as Red Hat and SUSE to us for suggesting feature requests. I am the responsible person for you now for that. And I want to forward all your wishes. And that is working really well, I can say. Now we are coming to our development process. If you have got any S390X specific problems, there are two ways how you can work here. Is that OpenSUSE specific the problem when we have got our biweekly meetings of our OpenSUSE C-Systems team. That is for employees made, that it is you can do it after work in Europe, and we are doing a knowledge sharing and as for S390X and OpenSUSE specific stuff. I give also trainings for S390X architecture, or we are speaking about packaging stuff and everything else. I provide also the news from IBM side and by the Linux distribution working group, what has been happening. Is there anything important for us to know? And then we have got also a nice team event every year. We are organizing a SUSE and OpenSUSE C-Systems team with a barbecue event. Therefore, you have got an additional reason to join our team if you want to contribute. And yes, I have added also training material to our wiki page. If you don't know how to use a C-System or how something is built, I have added a most training material I have received by IBM, SUSE, and everything. And yes, we have got our own mailing list. I know some IBMers have been subscribed. We are also, after my leaving, they said they don't want to let me alone there. And if you have got bug reports for S390X, add me with my nickname Ada Lovelace on CC, then I can forward it also to IBM. And one pleasure, don't use my old user account from IBM, please. I don't receive any emails with that. Don't use sarahkriech@ibm.com. I have received some hints in the past by Lubosch. You did not respond there. Yes, that is not my account. Use my community account, please. I had to create that as an IBMer, but I don't receive any emails anymore because I am no IBMer. I am a community member here. If something is affecting your problem for all Linux distributions or as a developer within an upstream project, you can receive really fast support via our mailing list of the Linux Distribution Working Group. Other Linux distributions can reproduce also build issues. Is it also available in other Linux distributions? And the IBM distinguished engineer Ulrich Weigand is interacting in some hours. He is responding on development problems. He will answer on GitHub with support. That is the mistake that has to be written so then, and afterwards you're receiving solid solutions for upstream within hours or latest in some days. I have added also the link for our mailing list of the Linux distribution working group, and so we have got a nice environment with collaborating with other Linux distributions, and problems are solved mostly until the next meeting. It seems I am a little bit faster than expected. Now we can speak about your questions. Have you got any problems at the moment or wishes? What should be integrated? Or is anything else available for you? What you want to say to me?
My question is, what's your experience with the cross-distribution issue finding? Do all distributions find the same issue but don't know about? Do they all find common upstream issues and they do know about it? Or is it all distribution specific downstream issues which are not really about the upstream?
I can say issues on application level are mostly for all distributions reproducible. The funny case is a database which has also not worked on x86, and after 2 weeks it has worked everywhere, then for S390X only, but not for x86. Therefore, it has been fixed really fast on low level for this database application, and then, it is working now. A funny case, S390X is working, but x86 not. But anyway, yes, application level is mostly everywhere. But if you have got a kernel problem, that is mostly distribution specific, because every Linux distribution is using a different kernel. We had it already that Ubuntu has got a kernel problem. We had the situation that Debian had a kernel problem. We will be informed when this Linux distribution has got this kernel problem. Is any other Linux distribution also affected by it? And mostly we are saying no, that is the single Linux distribution then.
Thank you. You have mentioned several times that it is easy to get an account on a VM, a VM with an account. Well, what is the available hardware on that? So, I mean, okay, I can get a VM, but will I have a ZFCP? Will I have a crypto adapter? Can I use encrypted memory? Things like that.
If you are receiving access via a community project, you receive also access to the ticket system in the background, and you can request configurations for that. Therefore, with a 120-day version, you don't have this possibility. There is the expectation you are an application developer and nothing else. You have to build it, perhaps, and specific S390X configurations, why that? But if you are coming as a Linux developer and you are saying, I want to receive long-term access, I need this configuration in the background, the Linux One community cloud maintainers are saying, okay, you can receive a specific configuration then.
Okay, thank you. I mean, because some of these resources are scarce, like you can't virtualize a crypto adapter. You have to just partition the machine so that the VM
exactly.
gets one. Okay. That's why I was asking, how much is available on that cloud?
I am also in discussion with IBM. We want to have more Linux, community Linux distributions and more possibilities for Linux developers. But that is a little bit slow in the old process, I would say.
Yeah, I can see getting the bleeding edge features like NVMe and so may not even be installed in the hardware.
Bug fixing is faster now because after leaving, I had a talk with the chief product owner, and I told them how fast you can receive bug fixes from SUSE side. And then, what? So fast? We have to improve our process.
Okay.
And then you are receiving it within 1 day now.
Thank you.
Then thank you for joining a few. One question.
Yeah, regarding testing. I'm happy to see that S390 is tested on, for example, OpenK, OpenSUSE.org, so for OpenSUSE, and also on Alma Linux, but they're differently. They're different, you know, as you said, different hardware, different environments, VM, ZVM and such. Do you have wishes or suggestions to the community regarding testing, in particular automated testing?
My problem in this direction is that the time for enabling all the tests here for OpenSUSE is missing during my working time. Therefore, I have got the big overview and I try to do something related to that if I have got time. But anyway, it takes a long time to enable one test suite. Therefore, from my point of view, I hope that we can collaborate here also more with the other Linux distributions together. Fedora is using OpenQA. Debian is using OpenQA, that we can collaborate here more together in the future. That has been also already a topic on the Open Mainframe project level now. We are happy about the usage, but anyway, from my point of view, it would be nice if all would contribute to our OpenQA repository then and not separately. You are right here.
Thank you.
Yes, then we are nice in time. Thank you for joining then.